Itext lethu lanamuhla silthole kuMatthewu isahluko sesithathu.
Our text for today we find in Matthew chapter 3.
NgokukaMatthewu isahluko sesithathu.
Matthew chapter 3.
Kusukela evesini leshumi nantathu.
From verse 13.
Khona uJesu evele eGalile wafika kuJohane eJordani ukuba azobhaphathiswa nguye.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John.
Kepha uJohane wamalela. Wathi yimi engiswela ukubhaphathiswa nguwe wena uza kimi na.
But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?
UJesu waphendula wathi kuye, vuma kulokhu ngokuba kusifanele ukugcwalisa kanjalo ukulunga konke khona wayesemvumela.
Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented.
UJesu esebhaphathisiwe wakhuphuka masinyane emanzini. Beka izulu lavuleka wabona umoya kaNkulunkulu ehlela njengejuba eza phezu kwakhe.
As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him.
Beka kwavela izwi ezulwini lithi, lo uyindodana yami ethandekayo engithokozile ngayo.
And a voice from heaven said, this is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased.
Asiphinde sithandaze.
Let's pray once again.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi lenkonzo ingabi yizeleze.
We beseech you, O Lord, that this service might not be in vain.
Kodwa ifinyelele ekujuleni kwezinhliziyo zethu.
But may it penetrate and reach the depths of our hearts.
Ngomusa wakho, Nkosi Jesu.
Through your grace, O Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Lana sifunda ngokubhaphathiswa kukaJesu Kristu.
Here we read about the baptism of Jesus Christ.
Uma sifunda kwindaba eyisimanga esehlulayo.
If we read it, it's amazing and it's really too much for us.
Into yokuqala lapho uJesu eqala ukufundisa bakhe eshumayela wehlela khona eJordani.
As Jesus began his ministry, he went down to the Jordan River.
Ibingekho indawo ephansi edelelekile njengeJordani.
There was no place or location as low down and as despised as the Jordan.
IJordan bekungumfudlana omncane oshone phansi, ayikho imfula emhlabeni efana nayo ngokushona phansi. Singathi umfula odelelekile.
The Jordan River is just an insignificant, low-down river. It's probably one of the places in the world where it's at the lowest point, and we can say it is just a river that is despised.
Soke ngikhumbuze uthongathi nyazi phela ukuthi kuwumfudlana omncane ongelutho kodwa lapho kufike ibutho lika shaka bephuza khona bathi wena usunguthongathi awulutho kodwa usuwutho ngathi.
It reminds me a bit of the Tongaat River. Now, Tongaat comes from the words in Zulu, Utongaat, which means you mean something, you are something because of us. The Tongaat River is just a very small river. It's insignificant, but when Shaka and his warriors came there, they drank from this river, from its water, and then they made this expression or saying, they said, you are now something because of us. Utongaat.
Kushukuthi uJesu into yokuqala washonele nzansi endaweni edelelekile.
The very first thing the Lord Jesus did was that he went down to that very low and despised place.
Bekuyindawo yokudabuka nokuphenduka.
He went down to that place of grief, remorse, and repentance.
Ngiyakhumbula phela ukuthi abantu bebeya khona le enzansi kuJohane umbhaphathizo bezovuma izono zabo bezoyilahla khona.
You remember after all that people went down to that place, to the Jordan River, to John the Baptist, to be baptized of him and to repent of their sin.
Into eyisimanga ke ukuba uJesu into yokuqala asuke ayendaweni enjalo.
It's amazing that the first thing that Jesus did was to go down to that place.
Ubengadingi ukuya khona le enzansi, ubengesisono, isoni, ubengesiumuntu onephutha, obedinga ukuya enzansi emfuleni wezono.
It wasn't really needful for Jesus to go to such a place. He was no sinner. He had no sin of which he needed to be cleansed to go to the Jordan River to go and repent of it.
Bekufanele ukuthi sicabange ukuthi ubezoya endaweni ephakeme, indawo enhle ekhazimulayo.
We would have expected him to go to a high, an exalted place, a place of glory.
Kodwa into yokuqala esizwayo uya le enzansi.
But the first thing we hear of him is that he went down to that place.
Lesi lentshumayelo ngithanda ukuthi ngenze isihloko saso izulu elivulekile.
I'd like to give this message the heading or the theme, Heavens Opened.
UJesu wehlela khona.
Jesus went down to that place, the low down place.
Akasibukisise kahle le ndaba.
So let us have a closer look at this.
Kuyinto emangalisayo.
It's something amazing.
Ukuba into yokuqala uJesu lapho esesebenza ashone kuleyo ndawo yokuyithoba, yokuyilahla, yokuvuma izono.
It is very interesting, or it's of great significance, that when Jesus started his ministry, the first thing that he did was to go down to that place a place of humbling yourself, of being contrite, of repentance.
Ay, ukuthi indaweni phakemeyo eJerusalem, indawo yobukhazikhazi, kodwa washona kule ndawo edelelekile.
He didn't go to a high place like Jerusalem, a place of glory, but he went down to that low down river.
Siyazi phela ukuthi bekumfula odelelekile. Nyakumbula lo muntu wase Syria. Owaya kumprofit. Ezo phulukiswa ebuchokeni bakhe. Waze wathukuthela wafa lapho umprofiti ethuma umfana wakhe ethi mhambe mtshele ukuthi acwile kasikhombise emfuleni eke nasibusise is kulowo mfulo ongelutho.
Another instance which shows us how this river was despised was when that general went to the prophet, general that had leprosy, and then the prophet sent his servant with this message, go and tell him to go and dip himself 7 times in the Jordan River, that low down, despised river.
What you got to imfula yakithi yase Syria, inamanza kwebile, kodwa manje, sengizoya kule mfula engelutho engcolile.
And he got so angry and upset. He said, we've got much greater and better rivers where I come from in Syria. And now he sends me to this low down, dirty, despised little river.
What imfula yakithi ikwebile iyakhanya. Ayingcolile njengemfula yalapha kulelizwe.
So the water from our rivers over there, they're much more clearer. They much greater than this dirty, muddy little river.
Ngingaya kulamanzi angcolile. Ngiqwilise khona ngasikhombisa.
Should I go to this river with its dirty, murky water and go and dip myself in it 7 times?
Ngiyazi ukuthi namhlanje kuyinto enkulu kwabanye abakholwayo bayeJordani. Beyobhajatiswa khona ngoba bethi nenkosi yabhajatiswa khona noJohane wayebhabhatisa abantu khona.
Now I know that there is a fashion among some Christians to go to the Jordan River to go and be baptized there because that is where the Lord Jesus was baptized and where John baptized people.
Kodwa umbhabhatiso kaJohane bekungesi umbhabhatiso ophakeme, bekumbhabhatiso telelekile, umbhabhatiso wokuvuma izono, wokuyilahla.
But John's baptism wasn't an exalted form of baptism. No, it was something low down of repentance, where people confessed their sins and then they were baptized.
Abantu bebeza beyilahla.
People would come and there they would humble themselves and confess their sin.
Manje cabanga ke ukuthi lo muntu ongenasono, ongenasici, onganabala, uya kuleyo ndawo.
Now just consider this person who is so great, so wonderful, the Lord Jesus, goes down to such a place that is despised, low down, with no honor.
Into etelelekile leyo, ukuthi inkosi yethu ingasuka ekhona le eJordani.
That's something that can be looked down upon, that our Lord went down to the Jordan River.
Lapho kuthulwa khona umthwalo wezono, lapho bantu beyilahla khona, lapha bantu
There were people unburdened themselves of their sin. There where they confessed their sins, where they humbled themselves.
Ngisho namhlanje kulethi sizukulwane angiboni ukuthi kukhona abantu abanyanya inkonzo yamaphutha yokuvuma izono yokuyilahla njengamanje.
I don't think that it was something that was greatly sought after, that was something that was esteemed even today. That ministry of the confession of sin, where you go for counseling and you bring your sin to the light and you're prayed for. I don't think there was ever a time where it was looked down upon and abhorred as today.
I don't think that there's a generation in Christianity where things are looked down upon like repentance, like today.
Angiboni ukuthi khona isizukulwane lapho ukuphenduka kubukelwa phansi njenganamhlanje njengakulesi sizukulwane.
You find even many ministers and preachers who oppose it.
Bakhona ngisho nabafundisi abamelene nakho.
They don't like it.
Abakuthandi.
Some say, oh no, we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not Catholics. We don't know need that.
Abanye abaningi bayasho ukuthi phela sesayamukela inkosi njengomsindisi wethu asibona abantu bamakatolika asidingi ukuvuma izono zethu.
I remember one well-known preacher when he told me, khumbula omunye umfundisi wodumo lapho engitshela ukuthi likhona ivesi alizondayo ebhayibhelini.
I remember a certain well-known minister who told me there is a verse which he hates in the Bible.
Ivesi angalifuniyo akalithandi.
A verse that he doesn't like at all.
Ivesi likaJohane umbhaphathizi.
He said it's that verse relating to John the Baptist.
Lapha bantu beyekhona ukuzovuma izono zabo.
He said there were people went to John to confess their sins.
Wathi kunjengeva enyameni yakhe leyo akayithandisisi leyo nto.
He said that verse is like a thorn in his flesh and he doesn't like it at all.
What I learned about Katohana yung vumizono agaitandisisi akuseyo into enhle kubantwana bakaNkulunkulu namuhla.
He said that matter when people went to John the Baptist and they confessed their sin, he doesn't like that idea and it's not needed today. He spoke English.
What I don't like this confession of sin. I don't like that business.
Wathi angikuthandi le business le ndaba yokuvuma izono.
Kanti kuyilapho uJesu waqala khona.
But that is the very place where Jesus started.
Lapha bantu bebephenduka beyilahla bevuma.
There where people humbled themselves, where they repented and confessed their sin.
Lapho beyihlanganisa noNkulunkulu bevuma ukonakala kwabo nezono zabo.
There where they were reconciled to God, confessing their sin and their evil.
Vele besazi ukuthi bebengahlanzwa bebengagezwa amanzi. Amanzi ayumfanekiso nje wokuphenduka kodwa hayi ukuthi wona asuse izono.
They went there with the knowledge that it wasn't the actual water that washed them of their sin. That's just a symbol and symbolic of repentance.
Amanzi asusi izono.
Water doesn't remove sin.
Igazi lika Jesu lona lodwa elisusa izono.
It is only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that has that power.
Ilona lingakusiza susudothe emzimbeni wakho.
That can only remove the dirt from your body.
Kuze kube namhlanje umbhabhadiso awususi izono zomuntu.
Until today, baptism doesn't remove anybody's sin.
Kwigazi lika Jesu lodwa elikwenza lokho.
It is only the blood of the Lord Jesus that can do that.
Manje kuyinto ke elukhuni into eyinqaba ukuba thina zoni sivume izono zethu. Kakhulu, kakhulu, ngaphezu kwalokho uJesu ayikwenzile.
And for us, it's a difficult thing to go and confess our sin, even more so than with Lord Jesus.
UJesu bengenasono.
Jesus had no sin.
Ubemsulwa.
He was pure.
Ubengenabala.
Spotless. The Lamb of God without blemish.
Kodwa weza wamalapho kumi khona wena nami.
But he went and he stood there where you or I had to stand.
Ethatha isikhundla sami. Waqala ngalokho uJesu.
Taking your and my place, that is where Jesus began.
Ilapho kufanele ukuthi noma bani phakathi kwethu ame ayilahle avume aphenduke.
And that is where each and every one of us need to go and stand in remorse and repentance and confession of sin.
Kodwa yena wayesesuka wama endaweni yakho wathatha zonke izono zakho wazithwala ngowakho umzimba.
But that is what Jesus did. He went and he stood there in your stead and my stead, and he took all your and my sin upon himself.
Ethatha icala lakho ezithwesa ngalo.
He took your guilt and he took it upon himself.
Indaba emangalisayo leyo ukuthi into yokuqala uJesu afike emhlabeni afike athatha izono zakho azithwese ngazo. Yena emsulwa emhlophe kodwa wazithwesa ngazo.
That is absolutely amazing that the very first thing the Lord Jesus did in his ministry was he, being the pure Lamb of God, went there to that place of repentance and he took your and my sin and our guilt upon himself.
Abantu abaningi bebemi khona bemi ulayini bezophatshatiswa bezovuma izono zabo.
Many people came and they stood there in a queue waiting for their turn to confess their sin and to be baptized by John the
Baptist.
And that is what Jesus did. He went to that place. He being pure and sinless, he went there to take your and my sin on himself and stood where you and I have to stand.
Abantu abambonayo bembuka. But how? Naye unezono.
Other people looked upon him and said, so he too has sinned.
Kodwa ubengena sono. Ethwala ezakhe izono.
But he was sinless, but carrying your sin.
Angazi wena mhlobo wami, kuligugu yini elingakanani kuwe, ukuze uqonde ukuthi uJesu walithwala icala lami, wathwala izono zami. Kube igugu kuwe kunezinto zonke.
Now, friend, I don't know how much that means to you and how precious that is to you to know that Jesus stood in my stead. He took my sin upon himself. He took my place. But that should be more precious to you than anything else in the world.
Kunaleyo, ay, yabafana mantombazana, into ka satane leyo. Kodwa, ukumbule uJesu ethwala izono zakho.
And that is, what is your topic of conversation, what you speak about? Not boys and girls, that's just something from the devil. But where you can speak about the preciousness of Jesus taking your place and taking your sin upon himself.
UJesu ke ukuze inyokala asukeze uthatha isikhundla sakho, uthatha zonke izono zakho, uthatha konke ukonakala kwakho, azethwese ngakho.
That was the first act that the Lord Jesus performed, going there and taking your and my place and putting all your sin, all your filth upon himself. It wasn't necessary for him himself to go there, but he did it.
The
amazing thing is that as soon as he was baptized, he went up out of the water.
Abanye bebe phume emanzini noma bengakangena emanzini bavuma amaphutha abo bavuma izono zabo kodwa uJesu cha wangena. Bamangala bembona ephuma khona lapho emanzini.
Others, after they had been baptized, would stand there and confess their sin. But people were amazed when they saw that as soon as Jesus went up out of the water, as he was baptized, he came out of the water.
The first thing, when he got out of the water, He went straight away out of the water.
Into uqala akamanga lapho uJesu lapho ebhatshatiswa waphuma khona lapho.
Ngani? Ngoba beyiwundlu likaNkulunkulu elingenaqala elingenabala.
For he is the Lamb of God, without sin, spotless and without blemish.
Noma bephuma mina abantu abaningi bezoyilahla kodwa yena uma esephuma waphuma waqonda waphuma emanzini.
Even though the others, after they were baptized, stand with the many confessing their sin, after Jesus was baptized, he immediately came out of the water.
Khona lapho waphuma ngoba ubethwele izono zakho nezami zingezona ezakhe wazi waqonda ukuthi usethatha isikhundla leso ezele zona sona lapha emhlabeni.
Jesus came up out of the water immediately because he had no sin of his own. It was your and my sin that Jesus carried. and he took our place.
Manje ngithanda ukukhuluma ngelinye point futhi.
I'd like to speak on another point.
Khumbula wehlele Galile waqonde Jordani endaweni engenaso isithunzi engcolile lagcwele khona abantu bethula izono zabo.
Remember, Jesus came from Galilee and then went to the Jordan, that low down place that wasn't esteemed, a dirty place where people confessed their sin.
That was the most humbling place on earth. And that's where he went in for you and for me. And what does that mean to you? Lokho kuyini kuwe wena ngane yesikole? Wena muntu osebenzayo. Into yokuqala, lokho kuyini kuwe?
What does it mean to you? You as a school child and you as a working person, what does that mean to you? It should be the most important thing to you.
Bekufanele ukuthi leyo nto ibe igugu kithina, sikhohlwe iyo yonke into, singabi nangane, singabi nasihlobo esifana nalesi senzo senkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
That should be the most important to us, meaning more than anything else in the world, whether it be a child, whether it be a relative, that which Jesus did for us by taking our place.
If there's any greatness to be found anywhere in the world, this is the place. The greatest of all, where we find the Lord Jesus.
Uma kukhona indawo emhlabeni yonke lapho kutholakala ubukhulu, kuyoyona le ndawo lapho simfica khona inkosi uJesu.
Thina sonke siyathanda phela ukuthi sibe ngabantu abangabantu abakhulu abaphakeme abayiqhenyayo.
Don't we all like to be people that are looked up to, people with a high position, that are honored and where we can be proud?
But Jesus, we find him in this most humbling place.
Kodwa simthola uNkosi Jesu simfica kule ndawo ethobisayo kunazo zonke indawo.
Angazi ukuthi umuntu angasho kanjani ukuthi ulikholwa uma lento ingesiloni gugu lakhe elidlula onke amagugu. Uma lento inkulu kunezinto zonke, ibe mkhulu kunomzali wakho, kunengane yakho, kunesihlobo sakho.
I don't know how a person can call himself or herself a Christian if this is not the most precious thing in their life. More precious, meaning more than any child, any parent, anybody else in the world.
UJesu lapho esekhuluma, wakhuluma kaningi ngokuyithoba. Kuhle ukuthi umuntu ayithobe. Ayikho ke indawo yokuyithoba enkulu ejulile njengalendi ukuba athathe izono zakho ezigugu kuwe.
The Lord Jesus often spoke about humility and about humbling yourself and denying yourself. There's no place more humbling than this, than to take the sin of the world upon yourself.
Futhi ngingakaqhubekeli phambili, ngithanda ukusho ukuthi ayikho indawo engcono kunendawo yokuyithoba, yokuzehlisa.
And before I continue, let me say this as well. There is no better place to be found than this place of humbling yourself, of being low down, of being contrite in spirit.
Uma ukhumbula amazwi kaJesu ekhuluma ngokuyithoba.
If you remember what the Lord Jesus said about humility.
Ethi noma uhlele tafuleni, musa ukuhlala endaweni ephakeme. Hlala endaweni ephansi. Uma ngena omkhulu kunawe, kungakwehlela ukuthi suka wena ngapha, akuhlale lo.
Where the Lord Jesus spoke about when you go and sit at a table, he said, don't go and take the foremost place at that table, the most important position. He said, rather go and choose the least important seat and sit there. Lest it happens to you that somebody else more important than you comes and they say to you, please make some place for that person.
Ethi kunezinto zonke uzithobe, uzilahle, uzehlise, awusafa isono sokuyiqhenya, sokuyiphakamisa, sokuthanda ukuba sibe utho.
He said, humble yourself, deny yourself, be the least. Oh my, how it troubles us in this time in which we live, where people want to be something. They want to be looked up to. They want to be seen.
Awunako finyelela ndawo uma kukhona ukuyiqhenya kuwe nokuyiphakamisa kuwe kuphela uma uzithoba uzilahla.
You will never get anywhere if you are proud, if you're arrogant, unless you humble yourself.
Kodwa uma ufisa ukuthi uphakame, oqonda ukuthi awunakufinyelela ndawo.
But if you want to be high and lifted up, realize you won't ever get anywhere.
Awunakufinyelela ndawo.
You won't get anywhere.
Fanele ukuthi uthathe isihlalo esiphansi kunazo zonke. Hayi uzibone ungcono kunabanye, uphakeme kunabanye.
Take the least important seat, the least significant seat, and don't think of yourself as being greater and more important than others.
Ngoba wena oyiphakamisayo awunakufinyelela ndawo kunokuba uphakame uzokwehliswa uzothotshiswa.
Because if you think that you'll get anywhere, you're only deceiving yourself. Rather than getting anywhere, you'll only be humiliated.
Awukwazi ukuqala phezulu noma uthuye ebhangi ufuna umsebenzi uqeda umatric uthi hawu sengifuna ukusebenza la ngibe umanager. Ngeke awunakufinyelela ndawo. Umuntu kaqali phezulu uqala phansi uyazehlisa. Kodwa thina abantu siyathanda ukuthi siphakame.
If you want to start at the top, you won't get anywhere. Just think how foolish it is for a person who's just left school, just finished his schooling, and then goes to a bank and applies for a job. And he says, I'd like to apply for a job here at the bank to be the bank manager. You've got to start low down. And from there, you'll get your promotion.
Uma uyiphakamisa, uyokuwa, iBhayibheli lithi, ukuphakamisa, ukuyiphakamisa, ukuziwisa.
If you want to uplift yourself, you'll only fall. The Bible says that pride comes before a fall.
Inye nje indawo emhlabeni lapho ungaqala khona phezulu.
There's only one place in this world where you start at the top.
Ayikho enye indawo.
No other place.
Uyayazi leyo ndawo.
I'm sure you know what I'm referring to.
Uma uzimbela ithuna lakho, uqala phezulu, bese ushone phansi. Uma uzimbela ithuna lakho, uzoqala phezulu.
When you dig your own grave, that's the only place where you start at the top and you go down.
Futhi ngokomoya, uzovela ushone phansi awendawo nomuthanda uzogcwala amaqhubu inzondo inkani gcwale zonke izono kodwa uphakame ngokomoya ngeke uyoqalekiswa wena kanye nengane zakho.
And that's what will happen to you spiritually speaking. You'll go down because of grudges that are in your life, hatred, stubbornness, and you'll only go down spiritually, and you and your children will be cursed.
Uma wena ufuna ukuthi uphakame kuNkulunkulu, ube mkhulu kuNkulunkulu, ufanele ukuthi uqale endaweni engelutho.
If you want to be esteemed in God's sight and honored in His sight, you've got to start low down at that place of humility.
Ngaphandle kwalokho uzoba nothing. Njalo njalo.
Apart from that, you'll always be nothing.
AbaFarisi siyababona bebe bangikhundla.
We see that attitude with the Pharisees, where they were always striving for the best position and to be honored and to have the highest position.
Kodwa uma ufuna ukufinyelela endaweni ephakeme kuNkulunkulu, kumele ukuthi uyithobe uyilahle.
But if you want to reach that exalted place with God, then you need to humble yourself and deny yourself.
Ngaphandle kwalokho ungazama kodwa uNkulunkulu uzovela kulahle phansi.
Apart from that, you can try your level best, but God will just reject you.
Ngikhulumile ngumbhaphathizo.
I spoke about baptism.
Kukhona abantu abaphatshatisiwe. Kodwa ukubhaphathisa kwabo akusizi lutho.
There are some who have been baptized, but their baptism is of no help or meaning to them.
Uyongena ungcolile, uphume ungcolile.
Because they go into that water dirty and they come out dirty.
Uyosizwa into eyodwa. Ukuba usithobe phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu. Uma uzakha, uzenza, ufuna ukuba utho, wazi ukuthi uyoba nothing, uzolahlwa kuleli nakwelizayo.
Only one thing will help you, and that is that you humble yourself before God, and that you repent before God. But if you want to try and make yourself out to be something, whereas you are nothing, you'll only be cast out and you'll be rejected of God.
Ukhale nje kuNkulunkulu uthi Nkulunkulu ngenze ngisize ungenze usebenze kimi. Uma uthi uzenzela wena maye kuwe.
Cry out to God and say, oh God, won't you please work in my life, work in my heart. But if you try to fabricate something out of your own strength, woe to you.
UJohane umbhaphathizi wagcwaliswa ngomoya ongcwele eseswini sikanina.
John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb.
Yena lapho efika kufika abantu beza kuye ngisho abafarisi.
And when people came to him to confess their sin, and even some Pharisees came,
what hey nina zalo yezinyoka ngoba bevuma izono bezivuma ngoba bebanjiwe bevuma ngoba ingekho indlela yokuyiphika bevuma.
He said to him, you brood of vipers. They were a brood of vipers because they only came to confess their sin because they'd been caught in the act. They'd been caught out. They were put into a corner. They couldn't do otherwise.
UJohane ube umunye umuntu. Vele aqondise nje kumuntu. Umuntu afike azibone, azilahle. Athi ngisoni, athi inzalo yenyoka.
John was a person of a different caliber. He would speak straight. Even when people came to confess their sin, he didn't mince words. He said, "You brood of vipers."
Wathi uJohane uma ufuna ivumizono, veza ithelo zokuphenduka, hayi ukuthi uvume. Njengabanye bevuma, bevuma, kwilokhu bephindela khona futhi.
He said, if you want to confess your sin, then show forth the fruit of repentance. Not like many people do. They just confess their sin and they go back to it again.
Uma wena uvumisono bese uphindele kusona. UJohane uthi winzalo yenyoka.
If you confess your sin and then you go back to it, John the Baptist calls you a brood of vipers.
Ubetuma uvuma, hlukana naso, ungaphindeli kusona futhi.
He said, when you confess your sin, part from it, do not return to it.
Angazi ukuthi siyakuzwa yini lokho.
I don't know if we grasp that.
Singasho ukuthi sisendleleni siyakholwa kanti siphambene noNkulunkulu.
We might say we are believers, we're on the way, and in the meantime we are going against God.
UJohane uma kufika uJesu wathi ngicela ukubhajadiswa nguwena.
When Jesus came to John and he said, "Can you baptize me?"
UJohane wathi cha. Ngeke ngivume ukuthi ubhajadiswe yimina.
John said, "No, I refuse. I cannot baptize you."
Wathi ngeke ngivume.
Said, "I won't allow that. I won't agree to that."
Ngani na?
Why?
Ubezazela ukuthi akufanele ukuthi ngibhajadiswe nguyena. Uyena ofanele ukubhajadiswa yimina.
He realized that he wasn't worthy of baptizing the Lord Jesus. In fact, he had to be baptized himself by the Lord Jesus.
Zikhona izinto lapho wena noma ubona ukuthi usukhulile emoyeni uphambane nezinto.
There are sometimes when you think that you are mature spiritually, where things go against the grain.
UPetru lapho uJesu ethi ungeze inyawo, wathi cha ngeke ngivume ukuthi ngezwe wena.
When the Lord came to Peter to wash his feet, also there, Peter refused. He said, "No, Lord, you cannot wash my feet."
UJesu wathi uma ungavumi ukuthi ugezwe yimina,
and Jesus said, "Peter, unless I wash your feet, you have no part with me and in the kingdom of God." But these others, not that they were still children in the faith, they were already mature.
UPetru bebonakala ukuthi akufanele ukuthi ageze zami. Mina kufanele ukuthi kube yimina engimgezayo.
Peter saw it that he wasn't worthy that Jesus should wash his feet. He ought to render that service to the Lord Jesus.
Kodwa uJesu wathi, uma ungavumi ukuthi ngikugeze, awunaso isabelo. Nawe Johane, uma ungavumi ukuba ngibhajadiswe nguwena,
but the Lord said to Peter, "Unless I wash your feet, you have no part with me." And here with John, Jesus also said, "Let it be done. It's the right thing for us to do now."
Kodwa uJohane But
John wasn't in fact wrong in what he said.
No Petru ubengenali phutha.
And Peter likewise.
Kodwa kukhona uJesu abeqondile.
But there was something more that Jesus intended.
Kusho ukuthi nathi esikholwayo ungazibona ngathi usukhulile. Ubona ukuthi wazi kangcono kunabanye. Kanti uwena osephutheni uJesu uthuma ungavumi lokho awunakufinyelela ndawo.
And likewise with us, we might be think that we are past a certain point, we are now mature, and then Jesus wants us and expects of us to do something, and we feel it's not the right thing for us to do that and to submit to that. In the meantime, we are wrong in the sight of the Lord Jesus.
When you born go to right, God told Jesus to umangwa vumi, looking in telegona, how nasi sabelo nam.
You might think you are right, and Jesus tells you, unless you do this which I tell you now, unless you submit to this, you have no part with me.
Kufanele ukuthi wena ushoyo ukuthi ulikholwa ube semthandazweni njalo. Ungaziboni ukuthi umkhulu, ungaboni ukuthi usunolwazi uthi thoba ukwenze lokho akushoyo uJesu.
As a believer, never become great in your own eyes. Never think that you've reached somewhere, that certain things you don't need to do anymore. You need to be prepared to humble yourself when Jesus says, do this, that you submit to him in that and obey him and always be in prayer concerning it.
No mungu akondi, kodwa uJesu yakonda, kodwa wena sithobe zilahle.
Even if you do not understand it, Jesus understands what he's getting at. You need to humble yourself and submit yourself. Jesus said, let it be so now. Submit to this now. It is proper for us to do this.
Ngoba uma sikwenza lokhu manje,
because if we do this now, it will fulfill all righteousness. And then John consented and he did it. When he did it, the heavens were opened.
UJohane walibona ijuba lehla lehlele phezu kwakhe.
Heaven was opened, and John saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove on him.
Bezwa iphimbo likaNkulunkulu lo uyindodana yami ethandekayo.
And they heard the voice of God. This is my son, whom I love.
Uye engimthandayo, engimkhonzayo.
I love him. And with him, I'm well pleased.
Njalo ke sobo zam, ungaziboni umkhulu, ungaziboni ukuthi wena unolwazi olungcono kuneNkosi. Mthobele, zithobe, ukwenze lokho akushoyo.
Don't ever see yourself as great and as knowing better than the Lord. Rather, submit to him and obey that which he tells you.
Umvumele ngokwenhliziyo yakho ukuthi enze intando yakhe.
And submit to him and his will and allow him with all your heart that he will achieve and accomplish in your life that which he wants to do.
Baningi abangabakholwa kodwa bazogcina esikhokweni ngeke bagcine ezulwini.
There are many who are Christians who won't end in heaven, but rather in hell. You won't see heaven opened, but shut.
ulalela uNkulunkulu uthi ngisize Nkosi ngihawukele ukuba ngenze lokho okushiwo nguwena ayikho indlela.
Unless you humble yourself, submit to God, obey Him, and say, oh Lord, have mercy on me to do that which you expect of me. Apart from that, there's no hope for you.
I
remember before revival came,
ngiphuma ebusuku belela abanye abantu ngilibuka izulu ngibuka inkanyezi ngikhala inyembezi ngikhunyelwa inhliziyo ngithi kodwa wena uNkulunkulu ophakeme kangaka umuntu angakuthola ngandlelani.
I remember sometimes going out at night whilst all the others were fast asleep and looking at the stars in the heaven. And I'd cry out to God with tears. And say, oh God, you are so great and so exalted. How can a man get to know you and meet with you?
Angibona ukuthi ngalithola irevival uma unganazo lezo zinyembezi. Nalokho kukhala, niyadlala, niyaganga, nikhuluma ngerevival kanti ninzalo yenyoka.
I don't think that you'll ever receive and experience revival unless you have those tears and you have that longing in you. If that's not with you, then you're just a brood of vipers playing around with the gospel.
Kuze ukhale. Ukhale ngenhliziyo yakho yonke kuNkulunkulu. Nkulunkulu msize ngokuyithoba, ngokuyilahla.
Unless you cry out to God with all your heart that God might reveal Himself to you, heaven will remain shut to you.
Angazi ukuthi lento engishoyo iyezwakala noma cha.
I don't know this which I have spoken about, whether it makes sense to you or not.
Ngiyazi ukuthi abaningi bazofika beze enkonzweni kodwa isigcino sabo isihoko.
I know that many will attend services like this, but their end will be hell.
Kaningi ngihlangana nabantu bethi sithanda ukuvuma izono.
I often meet with people who say, we want to confess our sin.
Ngibatshele ngithi ukuvuma kwenu akunakunisiza ngalutho.
And I then tell them, your confession of sin won't help you in the least.
Basuke bathi siye yini komunye siyovuma kuye.
And then they say, what do you mean? Should we then rather go to somebody else to confess to them?
Ngathi noma ungaya komunye ngeke kukusize lokho.
I say, even if you go to somebody else, that won't help you.
Wena udinga ukuthi uyilahle uvume izono zakho.
You need to cast yourself down and confess your sin.
Besathi sengavuma konke. Baningi abantu emhlabeni but sesavuma konke. Amanga lawa awukavumi.
And then they say, well, we've actually done that. We've confessed everything. There are many that say, we've already confessed everything. But they're telling a lie. They haven't. I even say, I won't even pray for you. And then I rejoice when after a few days the person comes back and says, God has revealed so many things to me now, so many things that are wrong. And then I say, well, that's now the Holy Spirit who's starting to work. And a person easily and glibly says, well, I've confessed everything. There's nothing left. And I say, you lying.
Kutungezikimi ucela ukuthi ngikhulekele. Ngeke ngikhulekele. Athi siye komunye yini. Ngithi nalokho ngeke kukusize.
And I say, don't come to me for prayer. I won't pray for you. And I say, should we go to somebody else? And I say, that won't help you either.
Uma wena uthi, uyovuma izono, uzivume ngobunyonga, awunakufinyelela endawo, ngeke likuvulekele izulu. If you confess your sin as a serpent, heaven will never open to you. Kufanele ukuthi uyilahle abantu abavuma izono, baphinde bazivume, baphinde bazivume, bayinzalo yezinyoka. Akukho ukuphenduka lapho. Uma uphenduka uzovuma kanye, ukhale kuNkulunkulu, uvume ngempela, liyovuleka izulu. Kodwa ngaphandle kwalokho, woqonda ukuthi wena, noma ngaba ingane yakho, uma ifa, iyesihogweni, ayindawo.
If you truly confess your sin, as you ought, you confess it once, and that will be the end of that sin. But if you confess it, and then you go back to that sin, you're a brood of vipers. And even if it's your child who lives like that, when that child dies, it won't see heaven.
Njengaye uJohane umPaphathizi. Wathi nina mzalo yenyoka, kuza abaFarisi, kuza abaSadusi. Izulu alivulekanga, lavaleka. Kodwa kuJesu, lavuleka.
And it was like that, there with John the Baptist, when the Pharisees would come to him, or the Sadducees would come to him to be baptized and to confess their sin. Heaven wasn't opened, it remained shut. But when Jesus came to be baptized, heaven was opened.
Ngivumeleni ukuthi nginibuze umbuzo.
Allow me to ask you a
question. Ukuvuma kwenu izono nokuyilahla kwenu kuyasebenza noma kusebenzi. Noma niyavuma bese niphindela emuva.
Your confession of sin and your humbling yourself, does it work or doesn't it? Or do you maybe confess your sin and then you go back to it again?
UmFarisi, ungumSadusi.
Pharisee.
UJohane obemkhulu kunabantu bonke kwathiwa mzalo yeinyoka. Nithi niyavuma izono bese niphindele kuzona. Uganga lokho.
Pharisee, Sadducee, John, who was the greatest man born of men, said, you brood of vipers, such confession won't bring you salvation.
Noma uyingane yesikole, noma uyinto enjalo, uvuma ukhala ukuthi ngiyavuma, unamanga. Udinga uJohane umPaphathizi athi, hey, wena mzalo wenyoka.
Even if you're a child, a school child, and you confess your sin in that manner, it won't help you at all. You need John the Baptist to tell you to your face, you brood of vipers.
Veza izithelo zokuphenduka okungukuthi hlukana nako, hayi ukuthi uvume kabili, uvume kathathu, uvume kane. Lokho khomba ukuthi uyinzalo yenyoka.
Bring forth the fruit of repentance. In other words, part from that sin. Not that you confess that sin and you do it again and you do it 2, 3, 4 times. In that case, you're a brood of vipers.
Ngithi ake nihloleke ilo nalo omdala nomncane akayihlole phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu. Ingunaphakade liphambi kwakho. Maye kuwe bayafa abantu kulezi nsuku. Abaningi bayafa. Nawe ungafa. Maye kuwe uma ufa izulu livalekile ulifice uthi uyakhuphuka kulelo lati lika Jakobe ufike khona livalekile.
Young and old amongst us, examine yourself before eternity. Eternity is before you. And woe to you if when you ascend Jacob's ladder, you find heaven is shut to you.
You may climb that ladder. You may confess your sin. But if you repeat and you repeat, remember the words of John. You brood of vipers.
Ungakhuphuka kulelo lati ka Jacob kodwa uvume izono zakho ngamanyamazi kodwa khumbula lamagama ka Johannu Baptist nina inzalo yezinyoka.
Which cuts of wood is penduka spenduke ngempela. Spenduke ngempela siyisole ngempela. Sehlele phansi kuleyo ndawo lapho uJesu waya khona. Ngenxa yakho bese uthi inkosi ngiyavuma. Imina lowo ofanele ukuma lapho uphenduke uvume uziyeke.
This is a time when we should repent, truly repent. That we go down to that place where Jesus went because of us, where he took our place, and that we admit and confess and say, Lord, that is me. I should be there. You took my sin upon yourself. That's what I deserved. And that we truly repent and forsake our sin. But if you say, no, I don't need that. I've already confessed all my sin. There's nothing that I need to confess. Allow me to tell you that you're a brood of vipers.
Ushukuthi akube yilona lo ayihlole phambakwakhe uNkulunkulu. Ashone khona eJordani. Asimise phambakwakhe uNkulunkulu. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu sengavuma konke yini noma kusekhona okuseleyo.
So let us examine ourselves before God in the light of eternity. That we go down to the Jordan. That we are there before God. And when you ask him and say, Lord, have I already confessed all sin in my life? Or is there still something outstanding, something remaining?
Otherwise, you'll never, never, I'd be a liar if I tell you, you'll stand before an open heaven. You won't stand before an open heaven. It will be closed.
Ngalekwa loko, ngaba umkambi mangu, mangiti, wena uzofika izulu livuliwe, uzofika kona ulifika ukuthi livaliwe.
Asoba makanda ethu, asukume sime ngenyawo.
Let's stand to our feet and then we pray.
Nkosi Jesu, uyasibona sonke esila enkonzweni.
Lord Jesus, you see us all as we are here in the service.
Abasha nabadala.
Young and old.
Uyazi ukuthi ukholwa kwabo kuganga nje noma bakholwa ngempela.
You know whether their faith is just fooling around, whether it is genuine.
Bavumizono ngempela noma bayizalo yezinyoka.
Whether they confess their sin in truth, whether they're just a brood of vipers. Lord, we ask that you work in a wonderful and an amazing way. That miracle might take place, that heaven is opened.
Babone ukuthi vainzalo ka Satan.
But those who say they believe and yet heaven is closed to them, may their eyes be opened that they might realize what they are and who they are.
Vazibone njengokuba bebonwa nguwena Nkosi.
That they might see themselves as you see them.
Bavumelana nalokho kushoyo.
And that they will be in agreement with what you say concerning them.
Amen.